If I had been downright honest with myself, I would have seen very plainly in my heart that I did but half fancy being committed this way to so long a voyage, without once laying my eyes on the man who was to be the absolute dictator of it, so soon as the ship sailed out upon the open sea. But when a man suspects any wrong, it sometimes happens that if he be already involved in the matter, he insensibly strives to cover up his suspicions even from himself. And much this way it was with me. I said nothing, and tried to think nothing. At last it was given out that some time next day the ship would certainly sail. So next morning Queequeg and I took a very early start. Chapter 21. Going Aboard. It was nearly 6 o'clock, but only gray, imperfect, misty dawn when we drew nigh the wharf. "There are some sailors running ahead there, if I see right," said I to Queequeg. "It can't be shadows. She's off by sunrise, I guess. Come on,